In 2017, I collaborated with the opinion mining firm, Brand's Eye, on their annual Consumer Banking Sentiment Index. The team at Brand's Eye have built a name for themselves through their innovative approach to interpreting themes and consumer sentiment from within the messy world of social media commentary. Anyone who has ever tapped into social media as a resource for research knows that it's a messy world of unstructured data. Yet within this, there are rich insights about what consumers do and don't like about their interactions with brands. From my side, as a customer experience practitioner, collaborating with Brand's Eye provided an opportunity to leverage raw, unprompted customer feedback to test some of my customer experience methodologies and to publish the findings. This collaborative research project looked at the consumer retail banking sector in South Africa, assessed consumer opinions about the five largest banking brands, and explored why sentiment differed. Our research showed one clear standout among the brands, Capitec Bank. Unlike the other four banking brands, all of which would be considered legacy brands, Capitec is relatively new to the scene. They launched in 2001 and came into the market with a very different strategy and value proposition from the other banks. Being the new kid on the block also meant that the brand wasn't saddled with legacy systems, archaic structures, or entrenched team culture. Capitec could be the agile and dynamic breath of fresh air that the South African banking industry so desperately needed. For several years, Capitec has been quietly scooping up market share and nipping at the heels of the larger brands. In 2017, it achieved the second largest market share in terms of customer numbers. Clearly, they had been doing something right, and that's just what our research showed. We used Brand's Eye's consumer sentiment rating to evaluate overall consumer opinions towards the brands, and my net experience effect rating to assess the impact of each brand's customer experience on overall brand perception. Capitec received far and away the best results for both measures. Overall sentiment towards the brand was 19% higher than the closest competitor, and their net experience effect soared above the others at 40% more than the industry average. Capitec hasn't been a brand known for its flashy advertising campaigns or bells and whistles loaded banking products, but rather as a brand that has focused on the basics and grown steadily through word of mouth. The power of consumer brand advocacy is clearly evident on social media. Customers love Capitec. If you search Twitter or Facebook for Capitec, you'll quickly find instances of customers recommending the brand to their friends and others. In a world where people rely more on feedback from friends and family and others, as opposed to what they hear in the news or from advertisements, these organic consumer endorsements are worth their weight in gold. Following the publication of the 2017 Banking Index Study, I had an opportunity to sit down with Charles Nell and Sean Ray from Capitec. Charles is Capitec's head of communications, and Sean leads up Capitec's customer experience team. We met at their office in Stellenbosch, South Africa, and in part one of this discussion, we looked at some examples of this unbridled enthusiasm towards Capitec and explored how the brand engages with consumers through social media. Capitec uses Brand's Eye's social media opinion mining tool on an ongoing basis, so we also discussed how this voice of the customer insight influences strategy. I've always been a fan of late-night TV show host Jimmy Kimmel's Mean Tweet segment, not so much for the mean factor, but as a way to bring the emotions and perceptions and perspectives of otherwise nameless consumers into the public discourse. So Charles, Sean, and I kicked off our conversation by reading some recent tweets from Capitec customers. I'm here today speaking with Charles Nell, who's the head of communications here at Capitec, and with Sean Ray, who is the head of customer experience. One of the things that I find so interesting is that banking isn't something that typically customers get really excited about, but Capitec has found a way to really connect with customers and energize customers about the product. And what I wanted to do is read some social media mentions and bring the voice of the customer into the podcast so that we can help people understand what it is that makes Capitec customers so excited.
It's nice to be here, Judy. Yeah, good morning.
We've got a tablet here with some tweets on it, and maybe we can just read some. So here's one from a Twitter user called Lucius Maximus, who says, at Nedbank, Nedbank is another bank here in South Africa, thanks for informing me about your 2018 banking fees. I think it's time for me to talk to Capitec.
So that's quite interesting. So clearly Capitec has gotten out there with a message about bank fees. We've got another one from a user called Patronella, who says switching to Capitec was the best decision ever. And then she uses several emojis to express her happiness with being a Capitec customer. Here's one that looks like somebody responding to a promotion.
The Channel 24 promotion, yes. It was the Live Better promotion that we do on Media 24's channels. And here, Zambesto says, "You are amazing indeed, Capitec Bank, viva." So it's always nice to see feedback like that.
I was looking for examples of the voice of the customer. One of the things that I found so fascinating was how many examples there are of Capitec customers piping up when their friends or colleagues say, you know, "I'm not happy with my bank." And then the Capitec customer will pipe up and say, "Hey, man, you need to switch to Capitec." And then they'll go on and talk about how great Capitec is.
That doesn't come easy. We've built a specific profile over a number of years to give value to clients and that they experience that value. We have built in things in the process, for instance, sending them an SMS at the end of the month, telling them exactly what they spend their bank fees on. And that's all things that help to build the brand personality of simplicity and transparency. And clients know what they pay and they know what they get at Capitec. And that, I think, has built quite a momentum in the market, that they understand exactly what they get from the brand, and that's then what they can promise to others. The expectation gap between the promise and what we deliver is very small. Mm-hmm. And that, I think, is the key.
In the 2017 Sentiment Index, yes, I collaborated with BrandsEye on this piece of research. And one of the things that we looked at were the different sort of dimensions or the elements of customer experience. Mm-hmm. And one of those is promise equaling delivery. Yes. So does an organization live up to its promise?
Yeah.
And Capitec far and away did better in this particular element than any of the other banks, which I think just speaks volumes to how the organization has focused on delivering on its promise.
We are very hard on ourselves in that aspect to make sure that when we go out with any promise, be it a promise on social media, be it a promise in the CX side, be it a promise in advertising above the line traditional side, that that promise can be delivered and that it's not a boastful promise. If you look at bank communication worldwide, it's very boastful. And we have basically simplified messages to really resonate with people's real experiences in the market. And I think that's the key.
And it's come through. It comes through in the tweets and the commentary. I'll read one example of this just so that people can get an idea for what this is. So here's Penny, a Twitter user, says, "F&B bank charges." F&B is another one of the major banks here in South Africa. So she says, "F&B bank charges," and then a crying emoji, of course. And then another Twitter user, Kumi, responds and says, "Change to Capitec. I did, and I haven't been happier." And then Penny responds, "Eesh." And then Kumi responds, "For real." And then Penny says, "I'll consider it. Thanks." Mm. So this might be the beginning of a story of somebody who actually switches to Capitec. And there are many, many, many examples of customers out there who are just evangelists for Capitec, who are happy with the experience, that feel like they've been given what they were promised.
Yeah. As I say, we've worked hard to create that reality in the market and to convince people through experiencing the product. And once they experience the product, they will start to talk about the product.
Yeah.
So we focus on the product design side of things, processes, how people experience that will eventually exceed their expectations. And once it exceeds their expectations, they will talk about it.
And one of the things that I find so interesting is Capitec engages with customers in a way that goes beyond just the banking products. So Sean, you were mentioning earlier that there was a Black Friday, not promotion, but I guess it was like an awareness campaign about helping consumers understand not to spend money that they don't have, and that it was something that really went viral on social media that consumers were so excited about. Do you want to maybe read some of the examples of customers who really like appreciated this?
Yeah, absolutely. We did an email piece on Black Friday, and the headline just said, "Black Friday, think twice. Don't be fooled by all the hype that you get to buy things that you don't need and spend money that you don't have." And for us, really, the direction was financial services specifically is so much integrated in the middle part of your life. And I think with the advent of big data, banks particularly need to be able to partner with clients for the long run. in terms of their needs and their objectives and their goals in life. And we really thought that our clients need to be careful to spend money and to get caught up in all of the hype. And we sent this out and the response was absolutely amazing. The email went viral. We got some news coverage out of it. And it was really encouraging to see some of the comments that clients made. One guy said, "Roman, Capitec gets it. And what we're really after is Capitec gets me," because I think if we can hone in on that and say, "I found a partner, I found a bank that really understands my needs and can help me navigate through life," that's really what we're after. So Stacey Black, super impressed with Capitec Bank. "I just got an email warning against overspending, a bank that cares more about people than money. Respect." And I think that's a really big move for not only banks, but also corporations globally. There's a lot of research pointing to millennials wanting purpose and just not wanting to be in a brand relationship that is all about the company making money. They don't mind spending money, but it's about that partnership. It's that mutual feeling of we're in this together and they're doing things in my interest and not only theirs. Advocate here said, "I want to salute Capitec for instilling the facts into the event. Consumers must be made aware of their spending." And once again, the mail wasn't about we're against it. We just said, be careful and think about what you're doing. And I think, once again, we're really trying to help people make smarter and better decisions with their money. That's sort of the space that we see a lot of brands want to play in. But as Charles mentioned, it's not easy to keep that authentic. And we've worked really hard to get to this point. And we will need to work really hard to maintain the trust and to increase the trust in the future with clients. So
that's very cool. That's something that's quite different and special in terms of the way that Capitec connects with customers and is taking things into a different realm and developing a different tone with customers. So customer feedback isn't always positive, though. As I was looking for tweets, there were lots of mentions, people saying, "Oh, something's happened, my account's been frozen," or something. Sometimes it's negative feedback. How does the organization manage that inbound feedback?
Any business with a service component, and specifically a service component to people, will always have negative feedback in the market. It's what you do with that negative feedback. So we have a tool called Brand's Eye, which basically measures second by second what's happening online and gives us some feedback in terms of where sentiment is going. And then we try and determine, is it really valid? And we pass that information on to the business as quickly as possible to the relevant heads in the different departments, say, there's a problem, see what you can do. And then we try and report back on that problem and how it's solved. So social is to us a dipstick into the real world. If 7 people complain about something very specific, then we know that there's something happening in that specific area, and then we look at it more closer. So we do use social to flag things and to give us a direction in terms of where the pain points are.
Have you seen an increase in the volumes of comments and mentions and feedback coming in through these channels over the years?
Yeah, we measure not only ourselves, we measure the other banks as well and some other retailers. And we can see that South Africa is definitely getting on to the social media bandwagon in a very big way. And that's the channel that they use to vent or to interact with banks rather than the old call center way of interacting with a bank. So we see a massive growth on the social media side. And we plan for that because we believe that eventually the whole call center will be a social media response team.
That's interesting. So then from a customer experience perspective, that must be quite a transition too, where previously the customer resolution, customer care happened through these traditional channels, and now it's coming in increasingly from new channels. What does that look like in terms of evolving and transforming those teams?
It's an ongoing process and not something that's a once-off exercise, right? You've got to, as you all said, assess what's happening continuously. And we see it changing over a number of years. And it's not as if the world is standing still 3 years from now. There'd be new technologies and new platforms, I guess, and we have to cope with it. I think it's the mindset of being agile. It's the mindset of creating this learning organization and culture to say, it's okay, things are going to change. Take that as a guarantee. But you need to equip yourself for that. You need to be persistent in what you want to do I guess that comes down to career choices and equipping yourself, etc. So how do we play that role as well?
Getting the real people in the positions as well, or the correct people in positions to manage that change and run with that change rather than to resist that change. So it's a mindset you have in the organization.
There's a lot of things that we need to fix and a lot of things that we still need to learn, but we can celebrate some of the wins. And one of the things that we do in times when our app is down or there's a break in our IT services, we're very quick to communicate proactively and say, hey, this is what's happening. We do apologize for it. But rather do that than saying nothing and leaving clients out in the dark. So it's something that we are trying to prevent at all costs. But, you know, from time to time, we have that. You could think there's a big cost for the business to get communication out to 10 million clients. But we take that cost because we're serious about service.
In terms of using this feedback and insight to evolve the journey and the experience, what role has this played in the bigger strategic evolution of the Capitec customer journey?
Well, we bring the research into the organization, and that then leads us to make better decisions in terms of where we want to go, where messaging needs to go, what's the things that clients really want clarification on. It helps us to basically fine-tune the message.
And I think also in terms of the product development side, these sort of messages speak louder than we could ever do in a 30-minute slide deck about the importance of getting certain things right. So we're seeing that more and more with this fluidness, both to our clients and the conversation, but also creating that internally where the more we talk about it, the more we bring actual data, actual voice of the client back into the organization saying, listen, you can argue against me, but you cannot argue against what clients are saying. So this is a focus point and therefore it needs attention. And it's doing that in a way that's not taking on anyone in a personal level. It's about really doing our best to create the best bank in the world.
Wonderful. Yep. Well, you can't argue with the voice of the customer. It speaks loud and clear.
True.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to chat. It's been wonderful to hear your perspectives.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to part one of my conversation with Sean Ray and Charles Nell from Capitec Bank. This brand's base of loyal and enthusiastic customers wasn't built overnight. It took years of work to earn the trust and ultimately the advocacy of consumers. In part two of my conversation, I speak with Sean about how Capitec creates a different kind of customer experience and the work they're doing to stay ahead of the pack amid an industry that is facing the imminent arrival of new digital disruptors. For more information about my research collaboration with BrandsEye, please visit my website, julia-allfelt.com, where you can download the full report or check out my research methodologies, including the Net Experience Effect metric. You can find more episodes of Decoding the Customer on my website, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you have suggestions for future episodes, questions, or just want to get in touch, I'm on LinkedIn and Twitter. My handle is @JuliaAllfelt.